100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864.
At Flint Hills Community Health Center, they give you something to smile about, an opportunity to see a dentist for regular checkups and if care is needed. A healthy mouth is essential to keeping the rest of your body healthy. That is why they want to see you regularly for your dental checkups and care. Get everything you expect from a dentist and so much more. Call 620-342-4864 to schedule an appointment today or visit them at flinthillshealth.org.
KVOA News Time is 8:28, Newsmaker 2 time on a Thursday. We're glad to have with us Deb Gear of FEES, Friends of the Emporia Animal Shelter.
Deb, good morning.
Hey, Deb.
Good morning.
How are things going today?
They're going great.
Good deal. Well, we brought Deb in this morning because we'd seen a couple of animal shelters across the country here in the news department referring to the Betty White Challenge as a fundraiser for different operations, and really a fundraiser that's done pretty well for other shelters across the country.
Yeah, so Los Angeles Zoo just raised $75,000, I think.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the one in Nebraska, I think Lincoln, raised about $25,000.
Wow, nice.
So, yeah, this is doing well with Betty White's recent passing and her love of animals. So, Deb, let's talk really about what the Betty White Challenge is all about and get us started that way.
I believe it started because she was such a great animal advocate. That was her main calling. She loved all animals, and people around her love animals. And so we were very lucky that I don't know actually who started it, but we were very lucky that they did. I mean, because we didn't really do a fundraiser per se, but we just started getting money. I mean, it just started coming in.
Well, that's nice when that happens, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, money just started coming in. So, yeah, this is raising money for zoos and shelters all across the country. And how can we participate? How can we get that money to you if we'd like to be a part of the hashtag Betty White Challenge, Deb?
You can donate through PayPal. We have a PayPal button on our page, on our website. A lot of people have stuck checks in the mail. You can do it through Facebook. There are several ways you can get the money to us, and every penny we get, we certainly appreciate.
I was going to ask if there's any limit on donation amounts, especially on the low end. I'm assuming if you got like a $10,000 check, it'd be like, okay, we'll plop that into the bank as soon as we can. But any limit on the donation amounts that folks can donate?
Not that I'm aware of. It's whatever. I think the challenge is $5 a day or a donation, but people are so giving that almost all of our donations have been up from $5. But I believe that's what the actual challenge started out as.
And Deb Gear with the Friends of the Emporia Animal Shelter, otherwise known as FEES. Well, Deb, if we donate to FEES, where do our dollars go?
It will go into our medical fund on this. We have several different things we're trying to do, but this particular one, to honor Betty White, will go into our medical and spay and neuter fund because she was very big on keeping animals healthy and spay and neuter.
Talk a little bit about how FEES supports the animal shelter and really, I guess, maybe how busy you've been here to start the year. Understand that, you know, the animal shelter is traditionally pretty full, if not bursting at the seams, with both dogs and cats coming in or having to stay. Talk about your work with the animal shelter and really how busy you've been.
Our work, with our animal shelter, we do medical, basically. They will contact us if they have a dog or a cat or in need of medical care. and we will help them with that medical care, whether it be with the local vets or if the vets deem that the dog needs to go or cat needs to go elsewhere, then we will also follow through with that. Our biggest thing on that is case state. We send several animals. We've sent several animals to case state, but they contact us and we will help them with their medical needs.
Was the K-State truck up here recently, Deb, doing some work at the shelter?
That I don't know.
Okay.
They took a break for a while, but I don't know for sure if they're back or not.
And I thought I saw they did some spay and neutering up at our local animal shelter here recently. But for those that want to participate, now is the time to do it. Now, you came off a pretty good match day this year, too, didn't you, Deb?
We did. We were very lucky at match day. We have had a lot of donors, wonderful donors. And Emporia is such a giving town that we have a lot of animal supporters, and we did great.
Deb Gehr again joining us with Fees, with the Betty White Challenge underway, and Fees really with ongoing work here to help on the medical side here for animals going through the Emporia Animal Shelter. Deb, let me ask you here what you've got planned as far as special activities, because I remember microchipping has been on the schedule here for several years. What do you have at least tentatively here for the schedule, and what's your volunteer need at this point in time?
We don't have anything totally nailed down due to the COVID rise in cases. We will have a spring microchip event. We haven't set a date for that. We will have some kind of we had planned a chili feed, but we've kind of put that on the back burner because of the COVID, rising COVID cases. So we're just kind of playing it by ear right now. Something will be coming down the pike, I can guarantee that, but I'm just not sure what it is yet.
Understood. Well, for folks that would like to be part of Fees as a volunteer or to help out with the Betty White Challenge that's underway right now, even though that's kind of an impromptu fundraiser for you, how can folks reach out and get involved and get helping out?
They can contact us through our Facebook page. They can email me at gheredj@gmail.com. They can give me a call at 620-481-0889. Probably contacting us through the Facebook page, just sending us a private message. That would be the best way to do it, but any of those avenues will work.
Sounds good. Well, Deb, thanks much. Please keep us posted on how things go here through the rest of the month here with the Betty White Challenge, and looking forward to maybe reporting a pretty good total here for you guys later on.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you.
Deb Gehr joining us here on the Newsmaker 2 slot here today. So, again, if you'd like to help out with the Betty White Challenge, you can find Fees either through PayPal on its website. Also, you can send checks or donate through Facebook as well, with proceeds going into medical expenses here for Fees. Want to let you know, too, that obviously tomorrow we'll have What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton around 8:20 in the morning, so no Newsmaker 2 slot that is scheduled. Monday, though, we will have Visit Emporia Public Relations Manager Kelly Mayer joining us as we talk about tourism grant funds that are available through Visit Emporia. And if you'd like a Newsmaker 2 slot next week, we do have a couple available. So call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 620-342-4864. Flint Hills Community Health Center. Good morning. It's 8:36.
The Omicron variant continuing to disrupt the U.S. economy in the way of jobs. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits